Let's start out, Dan. You had a terrific column in Sunday's Boston Globe on John Calipari, University of Massachusetts, honoring him on the 20th anniversary of the Final Four appearance. What amazes me is that there are people who can find a way to defend that. How do they do that?
Well, a lot of them are Kentucky fans, and a lot of them are UMass fans. And, you know, everybody likes a winner, and they won a lot of games when Coach Cal was at UMass. And, of course, Kentucky's undefeated. So I understand that. A lot of emotion gets behind it. And if that's all you care about, then he's your guy.
Well, it just seems odd to me that people could step up. Do you think, in the big picture, a guy like Calipari, who still manages to win, is he good for college basketball? He certainly draws attention to the sport, but there's always the other side of the story.
Well, he certainly works within the system that exists, and I'm not a fan of the system. I mean, there's so many problems, you don't even know where to start to fix the broken NCAA and compliance and academic eligibility and the money, and it's just, it's basically, in the revenue sports, football, basketball, it's basically professional sports now, and it's got all kinds of issues with it. It's very unwieldy. Within that system, Calipari is a genius, and he makes it work. But vacating two Final Fours is less than genius, and that stays in his resume.
Patriots are making some news. They keep Devin McCourty. They lose Vince Wilfork, Shane Vereen today, going to the New York Giants. Does the title game, the championship, give them a little bit of wiggle room in the eyes of the fans?
Well, they get a lot. I mean, they get a lot with me now, too. Man, I mean, obviously they know more about their team than anybody. And you can always question ownership if they don't pony up for a player like Revis and the Jets do or something. That'll be problematic, I think, with some fans. But basically, their track record and the recent track record, coming off a Super Bowl win, kind of insulates them from much criticism, and I understand that. I mean, even stuff that I thought getting rid of Welker and saying that Edelman could do that job just as well was not true, and it was. Even a little thing like the punter, letting Zoltan Mesko go because he's making too much money and drafting Ryan Allen, that worked out. The Mankins trade didn't burn them ultimately the way we thought it would. So generally, they've made good decisions and also managed to stay under the cap. It's a miracle.
What's happening with that Deflategate investigation? Shouldn't we be hearing something by now?
No, it's so slow, and it's widely mocked, and it's I'm interested in it because the league is almost positioned. They either have to apologize to the Patriots, or they got to either come up with something or fabricate something or demonstrate that there was something awry there. So I am curious how it's going to come out because it was kind of a showdown the way it ended, and not a good thing for either party.
Dan Shaughnessy of the Boston Globe with us here on Downtown. Been a pretty quiet spring so far for the Red Sox. Three championships in the last decade or so. Has the fan base become, a little less passionate, comfortable with those titles?
Yeah, it's very soft now compared to what it was. And, that's good for the ownership and revenues are good. Cable ratings are high and the attendance is good. They have a spectacular ballpark. Highest prices in baseball, and people don't complain. They're really happy to be over there, and they've also got a soft division this year, which is going to make it easier, and they spend a lot of money in their lineup. So, the payroll is very high, north of $200 million. They're paying luxury tax. I think if you're a fan, that's a good demonstration for you. But, yeah, people don't gripe about them the way they used to. I kind of miss that. I mean, before they won in 2004, they were accountable 24/7, and I think now they can let more stuff slide.
The recent purchase of the Paw Sox by John Henry, Lucchino, the ownership group, is that a good thing in the big picture for minor league baseball in particular and, I guess, for the state of Rhode Island?
Well, I mean, it's good for Providence, bad for Pawtucket. So those things are pretty apparent. And, I'm sad to see 73 years in Pawtucket. And, it's been a kind of a wonderful, mom-and-pop shop and they've really done well by their fans and the free parking and just a lot of history there. I hate to see that go. I think, on the other hand, when it's done, it'll be spectacular for Providence, and I think it'll be a great product down there.
This Red Sox team coming off last year, what are some questions that need to be answered before they break camp?
I mean, the rotation, they can say what they want, but this wouldn't be the design that I'd draw up. And they've got five number three starters, and somebody gets hurt, they're a little bit out of luck there, and they don't have an ace. They've decided, analytically they can proceed this way, and the soft division helps that. And they did beef up the lineup. They're more interesting, out of the gate than they were. And the lineup looks pretty solid. You know, you have obvious questions. What's the outfield rotation? Is Victorino going to break down? Who's in center, Castillo or Betts? Can a catcher Vasquez hit enough? What do they do with Alan Craig? Is Bogaerts going to recover from a bad second season? How does all those things come together? But I think the overriding thing is the starting rotation is ordinary going in.
Now, how does the Alex Rodriguez situation end in New York?
Well, you're gonna see him early if you're a Sox fan. I mean, the fourth game of the year, the Sox are in New York to see him, and you know he's played, I think, better than some folks expected in the first couple of exhibition games in Florida. And you know, it's $61 million that they owe him. That's why he's there. And they don't look like a very good team, and it's very much of a freak show. And he is almost beyond insult now. There's almost nothing you can say to puncture him at this point. So it's going to be interesting to see how that unfolds. He's only six home runs away from tying Mays for fourth, which is going to be unfortunate when that happens.
We talked with your colleague Bob Ryan a while back about the Olympics and the potential of them coming to Boston. He's been pretty vocal about it. What's your opinion on the workability, the feasibility of Boston Olympics?
Yeah, I came down very hard against it in July, and when they got the bid, the American bid city, I applauded that, the fact that the USOC likes Boston and that thinks we're a worthy championship town, and I think that was a good thing for us. But the notion of actually hosting the games is still preposterous to me, and I don't think they've had a very good couple of months with it's got a look of a political boondoggle right now with a lot of the consultants they're bringing on. And fortunately, there's no tax dollars in there yet, but I think we need to be really watching it closely. I think it's unwieldy. We don't need it, and at this point, I'm not in favor.
Thanks, Dan. We appreciate you making the time for us.
All right, man.